Good morning. It is good to connect with you on this Wednesday morning for our midweek devotional from McClave and Wiley United Methodist Churches. Today we'll follow our usual pattern of devotion where we'll open in prayer, read a scripture, reflect on that, and then close in prayer. So I invite you to take a moment to pause with me as we pray this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and merciful God, it is only by your gift that your faithful people offer you true and laudable service. Grant that we may run without stumbling to obtain your heavenly promises. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And then our scripture reading this morning comes out of the book of Revelation. In chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. So hear these words from Revelation. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple, and the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. The book of Revelation is one of those books that seems, well, odd. The imagery is challenging. It's a imagery that ignites the imagination. And folks, in a lot of ways, sometimes get a little too carried away getting stuck on the imagery. And the reason I say that is if we get too caught up on the imagery that we have here from Revelation, we miss the message that is present, the message that is given to us out of this unreal book at the end of the New Testament. I love the message that is present in our reading today about those who have made it through a great ordeal. They have suffered, they have struggled, and now they are no longer suffering. In fact, they are with God, praising God, worshiping, and comforted by God. I think of the time that we're in right now, filled with all the struggles that we're encountering with the pandemic, all the struggles in our civil life, all the struggles that we see with social justice, all of these challenges, it can weigh on us. It can weigh us down and wear us out to the point that it seems like there may be no resolution, that there is no hope, that there's no way that we will find that peace that we're called to live into. But I believe as we work forward as the people of God, as we strive for the kingdom of God, there will be hope and there will be peace. I believe it's important for us to work, you know, through this time that we go through this ordeal, you could describe it as. It's important for us to work through this time bearing witness to our God, but also knowing that at the end of our labors, at the end of our lives, our God will be with us, that there is a hope that is everlasting and a hope that is greater than what we can imagine right now. So brothers and sisters, yes, there is a lot to be discouraged about, a lot to be worn down from, a lot that we are carrying right now as a people. But this is not the end of our lives. This is not the summation of our lives being caught in this struggle. Instead, we will find hope. We have found hope in our God, and we will live in hope that comes from our God. It comes from Christ. And so let us be reminded of that hope that we will rest in, that hope that we strive for, and that hope that we will experience that comes from our God. This, I believe, can carry us forward and will call us forward as a people of God now and for the rest of our days. Amen. Well, at this time, I invite us to take a moment to pause to lift up what's in our hearts and our minds this morning. I'd advise to follow the pattern that we follow on Sunday mornings at Wiley and McClave United Methodist Churches, where we take a moment of silent prayer and then we pray together and close with the Lord's Prayer. So let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, we come here in this moment, taking a pause from our week, from all that we are engaged with, all that we are doing. Lord, we ask that you remind us of the care you have for us, of the hope that you have for us that is everlasting. Lord, we can get caught up in the struggles of our lives. We can get caught up in the reality that we are facing. And we can get caught up in those struggles and the realities that we face to the point where it seems that there is no hope. It can seem like there is no rest for us. And there's no goal, no end in sight. But Lord, you have been with your people who have struggled. You have been with your people who have gone through great ordeals themselves, people who have faced trial and temptation. And Lord, you have delivered your people. As you deliver the people out of slavery in Egypt, so you too can deliver us and deliver us now from our struggles. Lord, remind us of your presence, of the hope that you call us to, the hope that you call us to live into, and the hope that is everlasting, the life everlasting. Our struggles and challenges that we face today do not define us, but rather it is that hope everlasting, that life everlasting that comes from you that defines us. For we are a people of hope. We are a people of resurrection. Lord, we take this moment to lift up all those who find themselves struggling this day with health concerns or work, relationships, or school. And Lord, we lift them up to you and pray for your presence to surround those who are struggling. And Lord, call to us and remind us of how we can reach out with our hands or our feet or our voice to those who are struggling, sharing your love and your care. Lord, call on us and move us to share your love as we can and as we are able, so all will know your hope and your care for them. We also pause today and lift up and give thanks and praise you for the blessings and the joys that you extend in our lives, the blessings and joys that we encounter as we go through our days. Lord, we are thankful for all the things that you share with us, for all the blessings that you share. Too often we forget those blessings and the joys that we find in our lives. But Lord, remind us of them and remind us of where they come from, that they come from you. And they are signs of your care and your love for us. Lord, we're thankful that you are our God, that you are with us, that you do not forget us or abandon us, but rather you journey with us as we work towards building about and bringing about the kingdom of God in your world. Lord, we're thankful we are part of your story of hope and life for all people. We pray all this in your Son's holy name, and may we pray as he taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, go forth back into your day, into your week, knowing that our God is with us. That even though we face challenges, we face struggles, our God is with us. And there is hope. There is hope now from Christ, from our God, and a hope that will carry us forward into the future. Let us live into that hope and live into that hope in all that we do. Amen.